to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so it's Thursday morning. We will hopefully have a decision by the Supreme Court Thursday morning, 7:30 in the morning, Pacific time, 10:30 Eastern time. It's about time. But I got to tell you, the fact that they waited till the end of the session, what, I don't think they resumed till October 1. The fact that they are waiting till the end of the session, right? And as Doug McIntyre put it earlier today, it's like pulling the pin out of the grenade and just letting it roll and, you know, jumping to flee. I got an idea they're going to throw the whole bill out. I think so. You know, we saw what happened with SB 1070. They kind of did a tit for tat with it. No big surprise with their ruling on the SB 1070, where they allowed police to ask for immigration status when they suspect an immigration violation. But the states don't really have as much authority or control over immigration. That still has to be left up to the feds. No real big surprise there. Many of us thought, you know, whether we wanted the bill thrown out or whether we wanted the bill upheld, or the law upheld, not a lot of surprise with that one. I didn't really believe that the feds would allow a state, you know, to individually take immigration upon themselves. Now, whether the Supreme Court agreed with Jan Brewer that the Obama administration should be doing more or not is a whole other story. And it sounds like they also left part of the law to go back to the appellate courts, from what I understand. It was kind of confusing because some people were like, wait a second, they said some of this is still left for discussion, left up to interpretation. So we thought we'd get the final word from the Supreme Court. But I never thought they would allow Arizona or, let's say, Texas or Florida to individually have their own rules when it came to immigration. I mean, it makes sense that it's a federal issue. The problem is we have a country right now that I guess has stopped deportation. And, you know, so not only have we stopped deportation of illegal immigrants, we're giving them work permits. So no wonder our bordering states are livid. So, you know, Jan Brewer looked at this as a victory and that the heart of SB 1070 was still salvaged, you know, and that, yes, we can ask for immigration, which to me has always made sense. Why can't our police force ask about immigration status? Why not? It makes perfect sense. That I really never thought would be an issue with the Supreme Court. So it makes absolute sense. The only problem is there's really no teeth to what Arizona can do if they are dealing with illegal immigrants. Because if the feds say, oh, let them go, we're not doing anything about this, all that work was for naught. So, like I said, not a lot of shock there. And what's interesting, and the reason why so many people in the media have been kind of comparing this and trying to predict what's happening with healthcare is, number one, is what else are we really going to talk about? I mean, we're still waiting for the healthcare ruling. I mean, we're pulling out our hair. We're very nervous because if it does get thrown out, we have lost a lot of time. You know, we could have been dealing with this problem correctly, and President Obama and the Washington administration just wasted years of our time with this, right? But if it's kept, well, we have a whole slew of issues we're going to have to deal with. So we have been waiting and twiddling our thumbs, and I mean, luckily, I've been kept busy. I don't like to wait. Luckily, I've had multiple interviews. I was interviewed by John Phillips today on KBC, was interviewed by local NBC News, Channel 3. So I'm preparing. I pretty much think the Supreme Court's going to throw it out. I think just throwing out the individual mandate would kind of be moot because the law is going to fall apart if you don't have the mandate. And we spent a significant amount of time in the first hour discussing this. You know, the reason why there has to be a mandate, according to the Affordable Health Care, not according to what I believe has to be done to fix health care, but the reason why the mandate had to be included is once you exclude pre-existing conditions and caps, etc., you have a population of people in the middle of a recession, unemployed, that have an option of purchasing insurance or waiting till they're sick to purchase insurance. So if now there's no issues with pre-existing condition, then you might as well purchase insurance, and when you're sick, save the money, because you could, when you get sick, God forbid, call that day and hopefully purchase insurance. But you see, it doesn't work with life insurance. You can't do that with life insurance, and it hasn't worked thus far with health insurance. So to prevent that, the Affordable Health Care Act said, no, but see, everybody has to purchase insurance. Well, then you had groups of people saying, well, wait a second, I'll just take the tax. I'll just take the penalty. You can't, I'm not going to promise, and you aren't going to mandate and tell me to purchase something where we have absolutely no idea what the product has and it is involved with the product. And if this product is something that's really going to give me autonomy with my health care, I mean, that's the problem. If you told me, Dr. Dahlia, this mandate that they are unconstitutionally imposing on us will guarantee that we will always have health care, that we will always get to keep our doctor, that we will always get the medicines that we need when we need them in a timely fashion, I mean, I may kind of scratch my scalp on that one. But no, they're mandated we buy a product that doesn't even exist yet. Right? And that could be pretty crappy and pretty weak in terms of what it includes, and it could be pretty expensive. It doesn't make sense. There's no way the Supreme Court would allow it. No way. And as some of the justices had alluded to during the arguments, they were like, you know, why would we just throw that part out and keep the rest of the bill? You know, we don't want to read through the rest of that to see if there's anything else that's unconstitutional. Just start over, start from scratch. Again, that's what they hinted at. So as far as I'm concerned, that's probably what they would do, and I agree. But let's not waste any more time. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. We do now have a Droid app where you could listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. Please go. It's free. And so I guess I have an iPhone. So it's not an iPhone yet. I know there's like an iPhone store where you could download it. So I think with Droid, you go to Google Play. Anyway, if you don't know where to go, go to my website. My website has everything. Go to my website, click there, and you'll be able to download your Droid app for free. I love that Droid. Of course, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. Thank you for all the new followers. I hate how they call those followers and tweets and all that. But I love being able to link up with you and communicate with you and know what you're thinking and respond back. It's great. Absolutely. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello there. My name is Rick Ripperling.
Hi, Rick.
We got the West Nile virus came through years ago, and they're still testing for the thing. People have gotten immunity to it. How much longer do you recommend the city or state test for this West Nile virus in the birds and mosquitoes? I kind of think it's a waste of money. What do you think?
Oh, yes. Well, I think recently there might have been a case or two in Texas. I mean, it's rare. It is rare, West Nile virus. It scares everybody because, in less than 1% of the people who get infected by it, I mean, you could get an encephalitis, you could get a meningitis, meningoencephalitis, where basically it affects your brain. And, I mean, you could become paralyzed and die. It could almost affect you like polio does. So the West Nile virus scares everybody. But most of the people kind of develop, actually, most of the people don't feel any symptoms. They don't even realize they had it. And then, I believe maybe a fifth of people get like West Nile fever, where you, kind of feel fluish, skin aches, body aches, rash, fever, headache, etc. So routinely screening, you're probably right, it is a waste of money. I hate to say that, because then I'm sounding like the U.S. task force, like they were with PSAs and mammograms. I hate to say that. I mean, there is a lot of waste in the medical system and the healthcare system. I mean, no doubt. Which is something that I think the Affordable Health Care Act wanted to address, but they did it very, very poorly. But with West Nile, I mean, what I would do is I would go to the CDC website. The CDC website is great. It usually gives you up-to-date statistics on which states are affected, if it was humans that were affected versus animals, and pretty up-to-date. I'm right now trying to pull it up, and I think they're as up-to-date as of June 19th, 2012, so we're only talking about a week off. I mean, that's not that bad. Although with swine flu, I know we wanted, you know, minute to minute. But I mean, it gives you West Nile virus activity by county, by state, incidents, et cetera, of the, from what I understand, more the neurological sequelae of it. But yeah, that is kind of interesting if they're still doing screening, because it is, it's very rare. But I gotta tell you, there is a lot of wasteful spending in medicine. There is. You know what frustrates me is the markup on some of these tests. You know, like for example, you know, people say, well, gosh, you know, they should screen everything in the blood before they give a transfusion. I agree. Screen for quote unquote everything. I mean, if you're gonna give somebody else blood from another person, you better know what's in it, because you don't want to introduce, you know, an infectious agent. Absolutely. I think that's great. But it's impractical, because if you test or screen for quote-unquote everything, it's expensive. But then how expensive is the test really? You know, I can't tell you how many times I've had blood work on me, and you look at the gross cost prior to insurance, and it's in the thousands. And you're like, really? That costs $1,000? Look at pregnancy tests. It's very easy for you guys to see the markup. Very easy to see. All right? Most of the time, medical offices charge about $20, $25 for pregnancy tests, depending on what test they use. And go to a medical supply store. Just pick any. I would say pick a couple. Type in pregnancy test to see what the prices are. And you'll see that some of these pregnancy tests are as cheap as $2.50 each to anywhere maybe between $7 and $8, right? And, you know, some of them may be more. And over-the-counter, what are pregnancy tests? I mean, it's been a while since I've been pregnant. But I remember when I was concerned about being pregnant, it was about $14-$15. That was after I was married, of course, and, you know, I was, you know, not ready to be pregnant, so I ran and got a pregnancy test. I was a good girl. But I think most pregnancy tests are in the $20 range. You know, so if a pregnancy test could have that much markup, you're telling me that a regular blood count or a hepatitis test or an HIV test doesn't have the same degree of markup? I'm sure it does. But this is an issue that keeps coming back to haunt us as we talk about healthcare reform. Things are so costly and the fees are so escalated. There's no rhyme or reason as to who's charging what. And I've explained why that happens. Why that happens is insurance company decides to discount. I mean, I think one insurance company pays me 25 cents for a pregnancy test. So if I paid $7-$8 per cartridge for that urine pregnancy test, let's say in my office, I took a huge loss. That's why medical clinics will charge having that profit in mind. Not that they're going to receive that profit, but because it's going to outweigh the loss that they take from insurance company. You know, I mean, somebody could argue if you really want to fix healthcare reform, get rid of insurance companies. They have made an absolute mess and mockery of the system. But we can't because, you know, we have treatments now in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, that's what we use insurance companies for. We have them negotiate a rate, tell the doctor this is all I'm paying you. And it amazes me doctors take it, but we do. You tell an insurance company, no, I'm not going to take the 25 cent for the pregnancy test. They'll say, fine, get off our list. You know, you're really tied. As a physician, you're trapped. And as a patient, you're doubly trapped. And you just wonder, you know, so, for example, with West Nile virus testing or hepatitis screening, et cetera, I mean, how much does it really cost to do the test? Now, we talked about pharmaceuticals at great lengths on the show, and we talked about how many of these pharmaceuticals it takes years to develop, years to research, years to patent, and once they do get the patent, it still takes years before they are available on the market. And so their markup is huge because they're trying to make up for years of what they lost. Also, these pharmaceutical companies are trying to make up for drugs that didn't make it. You know, what was the statistic? Every 2 to 3 years, a pharmaceutical company has to come up with a winner. Now, what's an example of a winner? Well, when Pfizer had Z-Pak, when Pfizer had Zyrtec, Zoloft, Lipitor, those were winners. And luckily, they had these drugs come out in a row. They did pretty well for a while. I remember their stock splitting. I think it was triple splitting. It was, but, you know, many pharmaceutical companies, it could take years. Or you have Merck, which ends up having Vioxx, where Vioxx has to be recalled and taken off the pharmaceutical market. And not only have they lost money on Merck, they've also Vioxx. Now they've lost money in terms of lawsuits, settlements, and confidence in future drugs. So the pharmaceutical game, I know there's many people that make bucks in pharmaceuticals. I get that. But there's also many companies that don't. You know, people say, all right, well, we should let capitalism play. We should let supply and demand. You know, the market will correct itself in terms of pharmaceutical drugs. Not really. If you only have a few companies that can withstand, you know, the famine that they go through until they come up with a drug that's a big hit, you have very few companies that could compete with these big companies. Same thing with insurance companies. Why aren't there more smaller insurance companies that charge everybody $100 or $200 a month and they could beat out the Blue Crosses and the Uniteds and the Aetnas? Because they can't. They can't. These insurance companies will barely make a profit. They can't do it. Because the average person, to insure the average person, is more than $100 or $200 a month, which we continually discuss on this show. So you see how multifaceted the problem is? This is not a problem that could be fixed with one bill. If the Supreme Court on Thursday does what I think they should do, throw it out, let's start over, but we have to do this methodically, we have to do this strategically, and we have to do it intelligently. And it hasn't been done thus far, and we're seeing the consequences. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you hear about this 14-year-old who shot and nearly killed an intruder while he was babysitting his younger siblings? I got to tell you, this kid was able to act under pressure. All right, apparently this occurred, I believe, in Phoenix. Teenager has three siblings. He's 14 years old. Siblings 8, 10, and 12 were alone in their Phoenix, Arizona home when a woman rings the doorbell at about 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, he had been taught not to open the door to strangers. Good. All right? And the kids have not been named yet. He did not answer the door, but then he heard a loud bang. So the boy rushed all the kids upstairs, grabbed a handgun from his parents' bedroom. As he got to the top of the stairs, he saw a man breaking in through the front door holding a rifle. He then proceeded to point it at the boy. The 14-year-old shoots the intruder, who ended up being 37 years old. Then the four children ran to a neighbor's home where they called the police and their father. The intruder was not able to get a shot off. He probably could have killed the kid. He was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital and Medical Center, where he underwent surgery. From what I understand, he remains in critical condition, is expected to survive, and then go to jail. He is going to face aggravated assault and burglary charges. Now, the woman who rang the doorbell, from what I understand, got away. I think they're still looking for her. Now, of course, the father, from what I understand, originally the father couldn't even be interviewed. He was just in shock. I mean, we're talking 4:30 in the afternoon, and I'm looking at the house. There's a picture of a house. I mean, I grew up in Phoenix. I'd like to get a little bit more information on where this happened, but overall, I mean, it looks like a fairly decent area. I'm looking at this house. It's a two-story house. It looks fairly new, like a house that was probably built within the last 20 years. I mean, it looks like a nice neighborhood, you know, but these armed intruders, and doesn't it bother you that there's all these bath salt stories, these moms and these and women and men high on bath salts? Like, I guess there was a story recently where a mom was running around naked at Walmart. Walmart's always in the news. I got to be honest with you. Every day there is something that happens at a Walmart. It just, you know, I don't want to be redundant, so I don't always tell you that there's Walmart news. But I think somebody's mother got high on bath salts and was running around naked, and then there was another gentleman who was high on bath salts and started to cannibalize another. This is in addition to the one we heard about in Florida. This was another cannibal case where a man starts to chew and rip pieces of flesh off of somebody else. So, you know, I know many people go, oh, okay, well, we're in a fairly decent area and there's neighborhood watch. It's beyond that. There are people out there acting like animals. They're desperate, they're high, or they're just plain loony. Now, I'm not talking about people having a psychiatric illness. The people that have a psychiatric illness that has been diagnosed, God bless these people. I mean, they get themselves treated. They're in control. It's the people that have never been diagnosed that do some very, very kooky things. So again, I don't know what the motive was for this man to enter the house, point a gun, a rifle to a kid, actually try to set the child up with a woman. But absolutely scary. And this boy knew what to do. From what we understand, we have no idea what knowledge he had of handguns. If he knew how to shoot, I'm assuming if one shot did it, and he didn't even shoot to kill, he shot to maim. My guess is this 14-year-old knew what he was doing. You know, but then also you wonder, well, wait a second, if the 14-year-old boy was able to get a handgun, you know, what about the younger siblings? Did they have access to the handgun? You know, they could have. I mean, they could have, unless the boy knew the code to the safe. Boy, he acted under pressure. And well done. I mean, he shot the intruder without killing him. Now, I know when I took my CCW course, you know, they looked at me straight in the eye and said, look, you know, I mean, if you're going to shoot, you don't mess around. But again, me being a physician, you know, I'm always looking at the human body and anatomy as, you know, where would be the least fatal wound, you know, that would do the trick. And of course, you know, my husband's really nervous that I would sit there and hesitate to figure out where I could shoot such that I would maim him and he would have died. Because again, I'm a doctor. I really don't want to kill anybody. But I mean, we're talking about somebody entering your home, possibly killing your family. You shoot. Okay? Now, if they're leaving and they're, you know, running and fleeing the scene, no, you can't shoot them in the back. But, if they're coming at you with a gun, you do what you have to protect yourself, because nobody is going to say, oh, you were so nice that you thought of his health first. No, they're just going to say it's a shame that we're burying her or him. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. I'm not sure how this happened. 2 8th grade students in Canada. Did you hear about this? They're on a field trip. And the chaperone tells them that they may want to try these chocolate-covered almonds. Well, of course, you know, they're listening to the chaperone, and they put the chocolate-covered almonds in their mouth, and it turned out to be moose droppings. Now, the principal was present. From what we understand, watched this happen. Bob Kovacic, he is on leave and probably will not return to Walter White School in Manitoba in the fall. after he allegedly watched this and did nothing to stop it. Now, this occurred while school was still in session, end of May. Now, it was some obviously a stupid joke, but I guess these kids were throwing up and getting the poop stuck in their braces. And I put it in my mouth and I took a bite out of it. And then everyone laughed and they made fun of me. So I went up to my tent and started crying. I would too. Now, of course, the school staff member said, don't worry about it because moose eat grass. So it would probably help her because it was nutritious. But she went to the lake, tried to brush out the excrement out of her mouth. It got stuck in her braces. This is absolutely ridiculous. And it was a chaperone who we believe was a parent. You know, when you send your kids to school, you don't think that there's idiots there supervising your kids. I think you really need to assume that these people are idiots. Absolute idiots. I don't think anybody can supervise my child appropriately. And I guess tell your kids, if a chaperone does ask you to eat something or drink something, don't. I don't trust anybody these days. Just stupid. And no, it's not healthy. If you're eating moose droppings, then you're getting everything that, let's say, piece of grass that moose ate touches internally in his gastrointestinal system. So if there's some E. coli or Klebsiella or something in that colon, you're getting that in your mouth. Again, if excrement was okay to eat, we would be allowed to eat our own excrement. It's not. It's not healthy. You know, people always ask me, and they write me, Dr. Dahlia, can I drink my own urine if I'm dehydrated somewhere? Now, I know some of these survival shows, they talk about it, but the answer is really no. It's too salty. There's components in there that your body tried to get rid of. Urine is not an adequate substitute for water. The rule of thumb is anything that comes out, you don't put back in. For example, when you give birth to your kids, do you put them back in? No, they don't come back in, right? When your earwax comes out, do you ever put earwax back in? No, back in, no. What do we teach our kids about boogers? You don't eat your boogers. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, boogers are nothing. No, they are something. It's mucus. It's dead skin cells. Also some dead hair cells, if we're going to be accurate, all right, as well as macrophages and leukocytes, etc. But also what sticks to it, the dust, the dirt, debris. If that was supposed to go into your body, your nose wouldn't have the mucus to begin with. So you don't eat your boogers. All right. See, you learn something every day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's why you guys got to download the Droid app. All right. Don't go away. We're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at plantskid.com. That's plantskyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ronald from Sacramento writes, Doctor, what are you and all the right-wing radio hosts going to do if the healthcare law is upheld on Thursday? Why is everybody so mad at me? What did I do? Okay, all right. Well, what are we going to do if the healthcare law is upheld on Thursday? I'm going to probably sit down with each and every one of my patients that comes and sees me and is concerned and scared, and we're just going to come up with a plan. All right, those that need their hysterectomy, eventually I'll probably say you may want to get it now. Those who need their mammograms, those who need, you know, we'll take a look at what their coverage allows for, because what we've seen rapidly happen over the last few years is your coverage decreases and decreases and less gets covered and less gets paid for. And I am probably going to advise my patients, and I'm going to advise you as a listener, to start saving up, putting some money under your pillow or under your tile or wherever you can hide money and start saving for your health care, because you may actually have to go to Canada. Or while we're trying to develop a system that's going towards socialism and not get it right, I mean, there may be an argument that you may get better health care in one of these other countries in the meantime. I'm a little nervous, and one of the reasons why I'm a little nervous is, you know, the Medicaid expansion is a big part of this bill. And expanding Medicaid does, in theory, make a lot of sense. Okay, let's expand Medicaid, and people who didn't fall under that quote-unquote poverty line and was just above it would hopefully be included in Medicaid. Okay, well, that's great. All right, but the one thing we're seeing is less and less doctors are taking Medicaid. And the other thing we're seeing are states are going broke. What is supposedly happening in Stockton, California? The city is filing for bankruptcy. Stockton, California. Right? They spend and they spend and they spend. They don't get enough coming in, and they're filing for bankruptcy. Same thing may happen to Detroit. I mean, cities are going to start one by one filing for bankruptcy. Now, Medicaid is on the state level. I don't think the state can file for bankruptcy. But I think we're looking, and again, I keep saying this, whatever we decide healthcare-wise, there's always economic ramifications. I think just blanketly saying we're going to expand Medicaid, right, without rethinking how we're going to pay for it is deadly. All right. So what are we going to do if the healthcare law is upheld? Well, I mean, we're going to have to do the thinking that the government didn't. Period. You know, and like I said, you know, I want healthcare reform. Just because I'm unhappy with the Affordable Health Care Act doesn't mean I think our system is perfect. It is far from perfect. And if you've been disgusted with the health insurance companies, imagine me as a doctor who's been getting paid 15 cents for a pregnancy test, $2.42 for examining a person with high blood pressure. I'm sick of it. Our system is completely messed up. For both selfish reasons and unselfish reasons, I have a huge problem with our system. It just, you can't attack something inappropriately. You don't dismantle a bomb willy-nilly and hope that you cut the right wire. I'm going to tell you, we cut the wrong wire on this one. So if the Supreme Court says it's constitutional to have a mandate, and this mandate goes through, then I would probably be prepared that many people are going to say, I'll take the fine because I have no idea what you're asking me to purchase. And my guess is what you're asking me to purchase is going to be less than the fine. You know, that's why I get so frustrated when they say that the Affordable Health Care Law is supposed to guarantee that everyone gets health insurance and that millions of Americans get health insurance. How are you guaranteeing someone's going to get health insurance when you tell them to purchase it or you get fined? People are going to take the fine. We've already had employers say they're going to take the fine. And the other thing I would probably do is prepare, if the health care law is upheld, I would probably prepare for a double-dip recession. I don't see hiring coming back, especially companies, large companies or companies that are in between with the 20-plus employees. Any company I knew of that was at the 20 or 25-employee mark, I'm going to tell you, they're staying under. Okay. Nobody wants, while they are suffering and cash-strapped and operating on fumes, to be dealing with a mandate. That's not what you do. It's like beating somebody or whipping somebody when they're down, kicking them when they're down. See, I got the analogy right. It only took me three tries. You see that? It took me three tries. You know, and I know people are very unhappy with the right. They're very unhappy with Republicans. And I'm going to tell you, you have a right to be unhappy with Republicans if they aren't already planning Plan B. I mean, if the Affordable Health Care Act is overturned, I'm going to be waiting with bated breath to see what Congress is planning. Now, somebody could argue, well, they're going to wait till after the election, all right, because the Supreme Court overturn of Obama's key signature legislation is probably enough to do them in for the election, so we're not going to rock the boat. I hope that doesn't happen, I hope the Republicans are secure enough in their seats where they'll do something, because we have lost years. And so I am hoping I don't disagree with the Republican Party starting next week if I don't see them work to come up with some sort of fail-safes or some sort of progress or some sort of bills that we could already enact. All right, but if they want to sit and wait till election, then you're right. It's politics, party politics as usual, and I'm going to be very disgusted with both sides of the government. All right? I mean, this is a crappy piece of legislation, but it doesn't mean you get rid of it and do nothing. We get rid of it, and we get to, and we shouldn't say get to work. They should already have been working. And then I am hoping the day of the decision, they say, look, guys, this is our plan. This is what we're going to start doing immediately. But remember what I said. Be careful with this pre-existing exclusion. Even though that's something I think we all agree on, once you put that out there into play, there's going to be economic ramifications, not to sound redundant. Because remember, if people can wait to purchase health insurance when they are diagnosed with cancer or heart disease, etc., then who's putting money into the system to pay for the sick people? Because if that's the case, then the health insurance company is going to say, hi, you have melanoma? All right, your premiums are going to be $50,000 a year, because it's going to cost us at least $50,000 to take care of you. All right, remember, we need to think this through. Whoever is creating health care reform, whoever is involved, should include economists. It should include physicians. I am hoping it will also include dentists. I'm hoping it'll include nurses, therapists, physical therapists, nutritionists, and it really better include patients. I'm hoping they take a cancer survivor. They make a panel of a cancer survivor and a family raising an autistic child, somebody about to get a hip replacement, somebody who benefited from stem cell therapy, and get a panel of the slice of America. And of course, underserved people. Let's get underserved people on the panel as well. Get a true slice of the American pie and the American demographic of what healthcare is about and who's involved with healthcare. And again, like I said, it's multifaceted. There's many aspects to this that overlays multiple areas, including the economy. And think this through, and you're going to have to do a little piece at a time. Nobody better try to get credit for one big monstrous bill. That's what I would say we need to do. All right? Okay, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. If not, download the Droid app, and please follow me on Twitter, 1-877-DOCDELLY. Take me down, little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.